This parak continues with the theme of the previous parak, the previous chapter talking about beged, cloth, and many of the mishnayos in these two parakim that talk about kalim of beged revolve around the level of significance that the material has, and based on that, defining whether it can be considered a kli or not. As we've seen, the minimum size that the cloth needs to be for it to be able to become tomei at all is 3 by 3 finger breadths, the width of 3 fingers. That's considered to be fit already because a poor person would use it to patch up any holes in its clothes. So that's the minimum level of significance that it needs to have. And if it is 3 by 3 tefachim, a larger piece of cloth, then it would be able to become tomei even via tumas midras. If a zov or somebody who has an equivalent level of impurity sits on it, because of a cloth of that size can already be considered an item of clothing. And since people do from time to time sit on their clothes, or maybe use it as a kind of cushion, then it is able to therefore become tomei via tumas midras. A couple of mishnayos ago we saw that it could very well be that in order to become tomei via tumas midras, because the level of impurity is more severe, it requires a high level of significance for that tumma to exist, and therefore as soon as the owner will throw it into the garbage, it could very well be, at least according to one opinion in the Mishnah, that it will lose its ability to become tomei via tumas midras, but it wouldn't lose its ability to become tomei via the other sources of impurity. So this is where we see that a high level of significance is required for tumas midras. This Mishnah shows that in certain cases it could actually be the opposite. Sholish al sholish nesana bakador, a cloth which measures only 3 by 3 finger breadths, which means that it can become tomei via regular sources of impurity, but not via tumas midras, and somebody placed it into a ball. He used it as the stuffing for a small ball that children would play with, and he covered it up with another material or leather, or he just turned that piece of cloth itself into a ball. He scrunched it up and stitched it without covering it with a different material. In either of these two cases, tahira, the cloth would lose its ability for it to become tomei, because such a small cloth, when it's scrunched up, now it really is considered to be insignificant. And in addition, since the only real purpose of that small cloth, which we consider to be significant enough, is that you can use it to patch up certain holes in one's clothes, as soon as he scrunches it up, makes it into a ball, so he shows that he's not going to use it for that. And therefore it loses its ability to become tomei. On the other hand, aval shalishal shalishal shenasonim bakador, cloth which is 3 by 3 tefachim, which somebody made into a ball, he scrunched it up, tomei, it is still able to become tomei even via tumas midras. Because since the cloth at the end of the day is larger, even if you scrunch it up, you're not taking away its status of an item of clothing or of something that is fit to be an item of clothing. Although it's true that tumas midras requires a high level of significance, often the fact that it is that large, that itself gives it the significance that even if you scrunch it up, it won't be considered to have lost its significance. That having been said, if he just scrunched it up and made it into a ball in and of itself without covering it with a different material, so then for a different reason, tohar, it would lose its ability to become tomei via tumas midras, because the stitching reduces its size. Since it was exactly 3 by 3 tefachim, as soon as you put any stitches into it, you've essentially reduced the minimum size, and therefore it would no longer be able to become tomei via tumas midras. However, it would be able to become tomei from regular sources of impurity, because it is still much larger and more significant than a little piece of cloth which is only 3 by 3 finger breadths. Mishnah base, a piece of cloth which is smaller than 3 by 3 tefachim, so it lacks that significance of having the status of an item of clothing. However, it still can become tomei because it's got enough significance, it can be used as a patch on somebody's clothes. The issue of this Mishnah is with regards to a case where somebody designated that small piece of cloth explicitly for a different purpose, and that purpose is not considered to be something of such great significance. In this case, it depends on the level of importance and significance that the owner himself associates and treats that item. So for example, if he would place it in the garbage, certainly according to everybody it would no longer be able to become tomei. Even though had he not previously designated it for an insignificant purpose, then as long as it is strong enough it would be able to become tomei even once it's been discarded of. On the other hand, if he were to place it in a very safe place and look after it, then he is giving a lot of significance towards that item, and once again according to everybody it would be able to become tomei. This Mishnah discusses a couple of cases in the middle. Pochas mishleisha al shleisha, a cloth which is less than 3 by 3 tefachim, but it's more than 3x3 finger breadth, so it still can become tomei in general. That the owner designated this material to use it to stop up the holes in the walls of a bathhouse to prevent any water going out. He would fill up any of the holes with the material. Or in Arabic, sakadera, if he designated the material to use it when he wanted to pour hot food or liquid from a pot, similar to the use of oven gloves in order that he wouldn't burn his hands. So he would hold the pot with this material. Or if he designated the cloth to use it to clean the dust or the dirt from a millstone, these are all pretty non-important or significant uses of a material. But at the end of the day, it is a certain use. So according to the first opinion, whether it is prepared or not, tomei can still become tomei. And the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos explains that prepared means that he placed it on a peg. He has a special place for it, although he's not literally storing it in a safe place, but he has a designated area where he puts it there. So that gives it an extra level of significance. That's the case where it's prepared. And the case where the Mishnah says it's not prepared, that refers to a case where he keeps it behind the door. So again, it's not, he's showing that he doesn't view it as so significant, but at the end of the day, it still does have a use, and he is using it, and therefore, according to the first opinion, tomei would be able to become tomei in either of those two cases. Tziv Rabbi Eliezer, that's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua says the second opinion, in either of these two cases, whether it's prepared, which means that he stores it on a peg, or it's not prepared, which means he stores it behind the door, tahor, it would not be able to become tomei, because these uses are not significant enough at all, according to Rabbi Yeshua. Only if he keeps it in a very safe place, like a chest, only then would it be able to become tomei. But anything less than that, it would not be able to become tomei. And the third opinion, Rabbi Akiva says that it depends, in the case where it's prepared, that means that it's placed on a peg, it does have enough significance for it to be tomei, to become tomei. If it is, so to speak, not prepared, meaning he stores it behind the door, then tohar, it would not be able to become tomei, because in that case he doesn't lend enough significance to the item for it to have the status of a useful kli. Mishnah Gimel, he says, Polonius, one who makes a bandage, bein bebeged, bein be'or, whether he makes it out of cloth or leather, tohira, it cannot become tomei, because they would apply certain oils and other substances to the bandage, which essentially made it unfit for any other purpose. You would never use that material now to patch up one's clothes. So the only use of it really now is to use it as a bandage, and that particular use is not considered to be significant enough to give it the status of a kli. Rabbi Yossi says, and the next three words most delete al ha'or tahor, so we're going to skip to the next line of the Mishnah, melugma. Melugma is a different type of bandage to which they would apply other substances, and in certain cases it was easier to clean the bandage and to remove these substances from on top of the bandage, but even that would depend. So bebeged, if it was a bandage, a melugma made out of cloth, so even this kind of bandage, if it's done on cloth, then the substances are not able to come off, it can't be cleaned, and therefore tahira, it would not be able to become tomei because it has no other use other than being used as a bandage. Uv'or. However, if it was made out of leather, then tomei, it can become tomei because it's pretty easy to clean and remove these substances from on top of the bandage, and therefore it's still possible that it will be used for something else in the future. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, Af bebeged tomei, even a melugma bandage which is made on cloth, tomei can become tomei. Because although at the beginning when it is made, indeed it has this oil and other substances which are stuck to it, and it's difficult to clean all of that grease off of the bandage, but if you wait for a while and it dries, so then it is actually possible to remove those substances even from the cloth, mepneshin in eres, because it can be shaken off, you're able to crumble the substances which have dried, and therefore even that cloth is considered to not have lost its status of something that can be used for purposes like patching up one's clothes, and therefore it would still be able to become tomei. Mishnah Dalet, Minchay Sforim, covers of Sifrei Torah, which are used like our Torah covers, both to cover it once it's rolled up, and between each aliyah, between when each person is called up to the Torah, we would place the cover on top of the Sifrei Torah. That is also a use of the Sefer Torah, of the cover, and that is done really for respect for the Sefer Torah, that it shouldn't just be left uncovered. Now, there's a general rule that we've seen in a number of times in the Masechta, that a kli whose entire purpose is to serve a different kli, and thereby indirectly serve the person, that cannot become tomei. It's only considered significant enough to be a kli if it serves the person directly. Now certainly the use of the cover to place it on top of the Sefer Torah, once it's rolled up and the way it's stored, over there the cover is certainly only serving the kli, it's serving the Sefer Torah itself. But when we place it on top of the Sefer Torah in between when each person is called up to the Torah, that's out of respect for the Sefer Torah. But it's not that it's serving the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah doesn't need it, it's not doing it for the purpose of something that is a necessity for the Sefer Torah. Rather, we need to show respect towards the Sefer Torah, and we do that via placing the cover on top of it. And therefore, although this isn't necessarily agreed upon, but it could very well be, as we're about to see, that that is a reason to consider the cover as something that does serve the person directly as well. Says the Mishnah, Bein Mitzuyoris, Bein She'ein Mitzuyoris, whether these Sefer Torah covers are decorated or not, if they were decorated, that's a sign that they were used in general only for the purpose of the Sefer Torah. If they weren't decorated, then they would be used for other purposes as well. Although in general, something which is designated for the purpose of a mitzvah or a Sefer Torah, it's forbidden to use it for other uses. If a person stipulated at the beginning when he first made that cover and designated it for the use of the Sefer Torah, he made a stipulation that he's going to use it for other purposes as well. In that case, it's permitted to do so. So if included in those other purposes is something that does serve the person as well, so then it has a real purpose to serve the person. We're not even talking about placing it on top of the Sefer Torah in between when each person is called up to the Torah. Here we're talking about when you're going to use the Sefer Torah cover for lots of purposes, and included in those purposes is going to be something that serves the person directly. So in either case, whether it is designated specifically for the Sefer Torah or not, Tomeus it can become Tomei Ketiver Bis Shammai, according to Bis Shammai, because even when it's only designated for the Sefer Torah, included in that is the use of placing it on top of the Sefer Torah in between when each person is called to the Torah. And since that's a way of us respecting the Sefer Torah, it's considered to be serving the person. On the other hand, if it is decorated and therefore it's only used for the Sefer Torah, then it cannot become Tomei. According to Beis Hillel, the fact that you're using it for you to be able to respect the Sefer Torah is still not considered to be a way of the cover serving the person directly. At the end of the day, you're still doing it in order to cover the Sefer Torah, and therefore it's defined as a purpose which, again, only serves the Sefer Torah itself. But we still agree that v'she'enom tsuyaris, if it's not decorated and therefore it's used for lots of other purposes as well, then tomeis, it can become tomei because included in those other purposes are things that serve the person directly. The third opinion of the Mishnah, Rabban Gamliel says, elu v'elu tahiris, in either case, even if it's designated for other purposes, it would not be able to become tomei because according to Rabban Gamliel, certainly the primary purpose is for use of the Sefer Torah. The fact that the person made the stipulation that he's also able to use it for other things and from time to time he might do so, that's not enough to define the status of the kli. And since it's clear that the very main purpose of the cover is only for use of the Sefer Torah, and that, Rabban Gamliel agrees with Beis Hillel, is considered only to serve the Sefer Torah and not to serve the person directly, because of that, in either case, it would not be able to become tomei.